Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, for a moment, we're going to shift gears and take a look at a sector that is one of the most important, critical and substantial contributors to South Africa's economy. That is the minerals and mining industry. If you take into consideration that this is a sector that has undergone a significant amount of transformation, significant amounts of self-independence and reliance in terms of energy, there have been ongoing calls as well for beneficiation to take place. However, that needs energy, that needs skills and additional interventions that do need to take place in terms of government policy, but also the appropriate investment from the private sector. Tonight, we speak to the chief economist at the Minerals Council of South Africa. This comes on the back of themes that have been shared by the Minerals Council, essentially highlighting that South Africa should address energy and logistical constraints before pushing for export taxes as a way of nudging miners to undertake local mineral beneficiation. To tell us more is Hugo Bernard. Hugo, such a pleasure to have you and welcome, sir.
Good evening, Hugo, and also to your listeners. Thank you.
Great to touch base with you, Hugo. For the longest time since I started my career in financial journalism, beneficiation in the mining industry has been an ongoing call. Some countries have done it more successfully, some industries have done so more successfully, but we know that we're not performing at the level that we should. Maybe let's just start there on unpacking the concept of beneficiation and how South Africa is performing in this regard before looking at your sentiments around energy and logistics playing a key role in the facilitation of this growth.
Sure. So I think it's important to paint the context that for many, many years, South Africa has been beneficiating its primary mineral. So there's sometimes a bit of a misconception that we drive towards beneficiation without actually realizing that we already do quite a lot. So let me just give you a couple of examples of that. So we have lots of plants, refineries in different minerals. Platinum would be one of them, but there are several other sectors in chrome and manganese. We talk about ferromanganese and ferrochrome. Our coal, right? Because 90% of South Africa's electricity is through the burning of coal. So that is also a beneficiation process in that sector. So we have done a lot over time, but certainly the last 15 years or so, when our electricity crisis started way back in 2008, roughly, that has put a lot of our beneficiation under threat. And it's not just the supply of electricity, because, of course, these smelters are very energy intensive. It is also what has happened to the cost of electricity in South Africa, which has, of course, been over the last 10 to 15 years. So these internal dynamics has placed many of these beneficiation projects under severe strain.
And I'm glad that you highlight that, because we have been beneficiating in certain sectors of our mining economy. And there's been calls for us to do a lot more. Minister Gwede Mantashe actually says that there should be a lot more interventions. And that could actually come in the form of a tax or penalty in terms of the impact on the primary mineral exports. And you're saying this is a bit problematic. We understand we're trying to shift beneficiation in the economy, but there are other levers that need to be prioritized in order to help facilitate this in a sustainable manner. Tell us more.
Yes, 100%. So I think, put simply, we are certainly not against beneficiation. In fact, we are pro-beneficiation, but it needs to happen under the economic feasible conditions. You may have a certain mineral where it really does make sense for South Africa to beneficiate, and then by all means we would support that. But it's not clear that is the case across all minerals, because South Africa doesn't necessarily have what we call in economics a comparative advantage in all of these subsectors. But perhaps more important than that, Google, we would favor a carrot approach, if I can call it that way, towards beneficiation, as opposed to a stick approach. So a carrot approach would be, let's look at what are the currently the binding constraints on South Africa beneficiating more, and let's try and deal with those. Now, we've already spoken about electricity. We're certainly making good progress there in terms of the provision of electricity, but not in terms of the price of electricity. The listeners may be well aware that Eskom has put in some proposals for significant further electricity tariff increases. And once again, those will undermine the beneficiation industry. And in fact, this is one of the factors that the minister, Minister Mantashe, mentioned in his speech the other day, that one of the things we need to look at is indeed the cost of electricity. So we, again, we fully support those sort of initiatives. But what we do not support and what we are warning against is a stick approach where you say, in order to promote beneficiation, we are thinking of, and let me not say thinking of, I think this is just one of the proposals. I don't think the government is necessarily serious about this, but we want to nip this in the bud as soon as possible. And this is the suggestion that to ban the primary exports of, sorry, he did not say ban the primary exports. He said put a export tax on that. So you raise the cost of producing primary minerals with the idea that you then keep more of those minerals in South Africa for beneficiation. And we think this is the wrong way around to think about it, because if you don't get the beneficiation right, you are going to harm that primary mineral industry. So we would rather have a conducive environment for beneficiation and for the primary mineral extraction, and that we think will get us the growth that we need.
100%. Ultimately, you also need the skills. You need to create the market to be sustainable and one that can be seen to have growth in the long term. So I'm assuming a lot more interventions that we need to apply our minds to and give some thought to here as well. But Yugo, we'll leave it there for tonight. Such a pleasure speaking to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Gugu.
Thank you. That's Yugo Bernard, who's Chief Economist at the Mineral Council of South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.